Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Deep Dive. I'm Tony Bruschi, and tonight we're digging into the eerie tales surrounding one of Boston's oldest cemeteries, the Granary Burying Ground. Established in 1660, this cemetery is the final resting place of some of America's most influential figures, including John Hancock, Samuel Adams, and Paul Revere. But it's not just history that haunts this graveyard. It's the strange occurrences that have plagued it for centuries. Visitors from all over the world come to pay respects to these iconic patriots, but many leave with more than they bargained for: cold spots, phantom footsteps, and ghostly apparitions that seem to linger in the night air. And it's no surprise when you consider the cemetery's proximity to the Old State House and Boston Common, two landmarks rich with revolutionary history. Some believe that the spirits of these famous individuals still walk the grounds, their unfinished business tethering them to the living world. But what's really going on at the Granary Burying Ground? Are these spectral figures the restless souls of the past, or could something more psychological be at play? In this episode, we'll dive deep into the chilling reports of paranormal activity, explore the possible explanations behind them, and look at the stories that have shaped the haunting legacy of this historic cemetery. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Granary Burying Ground, tucked away in the heart of Boston, is more than just a resting place for the city's early settlers. It's a cornerstone of Boston's revolutionary past. Established in 1660, it's one of the oldest cemeteries in the country. But while the gravestones and monuments commemorate a history of sacrifice, bravery, and the birth of a nation, something else seems to linger beneath the surface. The cemetery sits in the shadow of the Old State House and is close to the bustling Boston Common, areas that were pivotal during the American Revolution. It was here, amidst the chaos of early American history, that the lives of John Hancock, Samuel Adams, and Paul Revere came to an end, each figure leaving an indelible mark on the city's soul. The history of Granary Burying Ground is intertwined with the American Revolution, a fact that immediately casts a shadow over its eerie reputation. The cemetery houses the remains of 2,300 people, and while that number alone is staggering, it's the famous names that attract visitors and perhaps a touch of the supernatural. John Hancock, for instance, the wealthy merchant and patriot whose signature became synonymous with the Declaration of Independence, is buried here. Samuel Adams, another founding father and fierce advocate for independence, lies just a few steps away. And, of course, there's Paul Revere, the silversmith-turned-revolutionary hero known for his midnight ride warning of British troops, whose final resting place is here as well. In the early days of the cemetery, there were no reports of hauntings, at least none that were taken seriously. The first recorded ghost stories began to emerge in the late 1800s. They were small whispers at first, visitors who reported feeling an unusual chill, the sound of footsteps echoing in the dark, and an overwhelming sense of being watched. These early accounts, while vague, set the stage for the growing folklore that would eventually surround the cemetery. With the rise of these stories, the cemetery's proximity to key historical sites like the Old State House, which had witnessed many of the major revolutionary events, became a hotbed for speculation. The theory that the spirits of those buried here might still be lingering, unable or unwilling to leave, gained traction. But were these early sightings mere coincidence, or did the cemetery's long history of revolution and conflict leave behind something far more tangible? As early visitors began to recount their experiences, explanations for these phenomena began to be discussed. Some argued that the dark atmosphere of the cemetery, combined with its historic significance, could lead to heightened emotional responses, perhaps spurring overactive imaginations. The surrounding environment, dark and often silent except for the occasional distant city noise, provided the perfect backdrop for a person's mind to conjure up unsettling thoughts. Furthermore, the very nature of cemeteries, steeped in death and loss, often evokes feelings of unease, even in the most rational minds. Yet as more people ventured to granary burying ground, the stories didn't stop at mere cold spots. Guests began reporting, hearing strange whispers in the night air, some even claiming they saw shadowy figures moving among the tombstones. But was it simply the power of suggestion? Or could these be genuine paranormal occurrences? As the cemetery's reputation grew, so did the frequency and intensity of these experiences. As the 20th century progressed, so did the frequency of paranormal reports from visitors to granary burying ground. Ghost stories and sightings were no longer limited to the occasional rumor. Instead, they became a central part of the cemetery's narrative, spreading through word of mouth and eventually becoming embedded in Boston's folklore. By now, the cemetery wasn't just a place of quiet reflection. It had transformed into one of the most famous haunted spots in the city, attracting paranormal investigators, history buffs, and thrill seekers alike. Among the most commonly reported phenomena were cold spots. People visiting the cemetery, especially at night, would often report sudden drops in temperature that seemed to appear out of nowhere, even on otherwise warm evenings. These unexplainable chills seemed to hover around certain gravestones or areas of the cemetery, and visitors would often describe feeling as if something, some unseen presence, was near them. It was not uncommon for guests to suddenly feel an overwhelming sense of unease, a sensation that could not be easily attributed to the natural environment. Then came the whispers, faint voices that seemed to emanate from the very soil of the cemetery. Some believed these whispers to be the voices of the dead, lingering from an era when the country was fighting for its independence. These voices, according to reports, would sometimes be faint and unintelligible, like distant conversations carried on the wind, while other times they were sharp and clear. At times, the whispers were accompanied by the unmistakable sound of footsteps pacing back and forth, as if someone was walking among the graves but was never seen. While some chalked this up to the creaking sounds of the cemetery's old stonework, others believed these noises were the residual echoes of the souls trapped within the cemetery's confines. Perhaps the most startling of the reported phenomena were the apparitions, ghostly figures that appeared in the graveyard, sometimes taking the form of men dressed in colonial-era clothing, at other times as shadowy outlines that would vanish when approached. Many of these apparitions were said to resemble the prominent figures buried there, like John Hancock and Paul Revere. But there were other, less identifiable figures as well, people who seemed to come out of nowhere only to disappear just as quickly. Some investigators believed these encounters were examples of residual hauntings, where intense emotional or physical events, such as the revolutionary battles fought in and around Boston, left an imprint on the land, creating ghostly echoes of the past. As the years passed, more paranormal investigators began to visit granary burying ground, equipped with advanced tools like EVP recorders, infrared cameras, and motion detectors. These investigators hoped to capture definitive evidence of paranormal activity. Some of the results were startling. EVPs captured on recording devices included clear whispers and voices, many of which seemed to respond to questions posed by the investigators. The voices were sometimes heard to say names like Hancock or Adams, leading some to believe that the spirits of these founding fathers were attempting to communicate. Other footage captured strange anomalies, moving lights, shadowy figures, and unexplained shapes that could not be attributed to any natural phenomenon. Despite these modern investigations, some skeptics remained unconvinced. They argued that the phenomenon could be explained by environmental factors such as electromagnetic fields in the area, the cemetery's proximity to underground utilities, and the sensory effects of low-frequency sounds from traffic. Still, the volume of reports continued to grow, with some visitors recounting personal experiences that could not be so easily explained away. For example, there were stories of people feeling a sudden weight on their chest or being tugged at by unseen hands as they walked among the tombstones, often accompanied by feelings of dread or fear. The Granary Burying Ground's eerie reputation had now firmly taken hold of the public's imagination, and with it came new questions. Was the presence of these spirits truly tied to the historical events that transpired in the city? Were the figures of Hancock, Adams, and Revere lingering in the cemetery still defending their ideals? Or could the haunting be something more universal, an imprint left behind by the cemetery itself, a place where history, death, and the supernatural collide? As new stories emerged, so did new theories. Some believed that the spirits of the dead were trapped in the cemetery, unable to move on due to the powerful energy of their actions during their lifetimes. Others suggested that Granary Burying Ground might be the site of a spiritual nexus, a place where the boundaries between the living and the dead are thinner than elsewhere. Whatever the cause, one thing was clear: the haunting of Granary Burying Ground was far from over. As we've dug into the eerie history of Granary Burying Ground, one thing has become clear: the line between history and the supernatural is far blurrier than we often realize. From the cold spots that visitors still report to the faint whispers and ghostly apparitions, this cemetery has a haunting reputation that stood the test of time. But while the tales of shadowy figures and mysterious voices are compelling, we can't ignore the many rational explanations that attempt to make sense of the phenomenon. Could it be that the historical weight of the site, the battles fought, the figures buried there, has left an indelible mark on the land? Many argue that this could be the case, with residual hauntings being a common explanation for such recurring phenomena. When you think about it, the energy of revolution, loss, and upheaval must have been intense in this area, and it's possible that such emotional imprints are still resonating through time, especially in a place like Granary Burying Ground. And let's not forget the psychological factors at play. There's something about cemeteries that stirs the human mind in ways that can easily trigger the senses into believing they've encountered the unknown. But even with these rational theories, there's no denying that there's something profoundly unsettling about the stories that continue to emerge from this historic cemetery. Could the spirits of Hancock, Adams, and Revere still be here, watching over the city they helped create? Or is it simply the power of legend that keeps us coming back, adding layers to the story with each new visitor, each new experience? One thing's for sure: whether it's the lingering spirits of American heroes or simply the haunting power of history itself, Granary Burying Ground will continue to draw those looking for answers, leaving them to wonder if they've encountered something truly supernatural, or if their minds have just been caught in the web of a story that's been told and retold for generations. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.